Our poll today on Twitter, get on our Twitter handle, is it time for the AFL to get rid of the bounce? Now, this is interesting. We've had this up for a few hours. There's a huge response to it, not just like 10 or 20. There's hundreds of people saying, and we'll get to the thousands, 68.5% say yes, get rid of the bounce, 31.5% say no.
Well, let's do the historical context. This, the game did not begin with a bounce. Let's not have it that, oh, it's always been part of the game.
Yep.
Originally, it would be the captain of the team that lost the toss would kick the ball first. That's how it was. It was a bit like soccer, where you, same sort of thing, right? You know, it starts with the team that loses the toss gets to kick. Okay, so we introduced the bounce in the 1870s. 2009, the AFL decides we're going to recall bounces. And sorry, 2009 they decide there's no longer the bounce around the ground. We had the ball being thrown up around the ground. 2013, you can recall the centre bounce. Now we're at the point the WAFL has trialed in the pre-season. No bounce at all.
Yeah, we're trying to get onto their umpires directly.
Well, they're making a decision about it now. So once they've made the call, Dean Margetts, who's their umpiring boss, is more than happy to talk about it while they're digesting what happened. But I haven't found anyone in my life who's ever said, I'm going to the footy to watch the bounce.
I looked at an article, I think it was 2019 or 2018, from Richard Goyder, who the AFL...
Commission chairman.
Chairman, yeah, saying that they did all their investigations and study into it, and it's a ingrained fabric, a richly ingrained part of our AFL football fabric, words to that effect. And that's why they decided to stick with it. But I'm a traditionalist, but I cannot see the sense in it. It is farcical. I said during last week's game with David Woody and Mark Bickley, we're all on the same page. You get the umpire, does a bad bounce, and they call it back and they throw it up. If you're watching that for the first time, even if you're not watching for the first time, you'd say, what is going on there?
Yep.
Now, if you're going to have the bounce, we've got an odd-shaped ball. Do what we did in the early days. You set up north, south, west, east.
Around the bounce. Yep.
And you prepare yourself if the bounce is going in a different direction. There was a hue and cry when coaches started to get more of a voice, Roach, to say, like, if there was a bad bounce, it goes directly to another player, they go and kick a goal from it. Oh, the umpire was either cheating or it's not a good look for the game. It denies the ruckman a chance.
Yeah, well, you know the classic old line that everyone throws up whenever you want to make a decision? You wouldn't want a grand final decided by that.
Mm.
Well, that applies, doesn't it? You don't want, particularly in a 6-6-6 era. Imagine if you got it out of the, you get a free hit out of the centre circle.
But
wow.
Well, which way are you going then?
I'm getting rid of the bounce.
Yeah.
I look, and then there are people who argue if you throw it up, it benefits certain ruckmen against other ruckmen.
Mm. And what year was it again when they stopped? They started throwing it up
around the ground? 2009.
2009, 2013, wasn't it?
2013, they only put it, that's when they could recall the centre bounce, which I thought they could recall it earlier, but it says in the notes, 2013.
We tried to find out, we're just waiting for a call back in regards to the sample, because of my concussions, Roach. No. I can't remember whether it was called back in the day or not. I genuinely can't.
I've got a distant memory. I can remember Des Foster recalling him, if I remember correctly. I tried to ring Peter Marco, he's on the golf course. Sorry, Peter Carey.
Peter Carey.
Because he would have attended thousands.
If I'd made that mistake then, you would bring up the concussions.
Yeah, but I want to get in as well.
Well, you need to have a decent one. We might be able to accommodate you there.